I'm Shania, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So where are you from?
I'm from Methuen, Massachusetts. It's near like Boston and like New Hampshire, down there.
Oh, how about you? Okay, I see what you mean. I'm not too familiar with the area of Boston, but I have been there before for the Boston Aquarium. Every kid loves going there growing up.
Yeah, they do.
But I am from Springfield, Massachusetts, a very small town. Pretty close to Westfield, not too bad.
Yeah, a lot of people from Westfield always say they're like near Springfield, or those are common ones. I like that. So growing up, did you consider yourself low, middle, upper class, or in terms of financial?
Honestly speaking, I consider myself like middle class, to be honest, because we always had exactly what we needed growing up. Like, both of my parents were employed. Mm-hmm. And at 16, during the pandemic, I decided to get my first part-time job at Dunkin' Donuts. So I always never really felt like I was going through any food insecurity, clothing insecurity. Mm-hmm. And I always lived in a house. So in my opinion, I would consider that middle class. How about you?
I would say middle class too, only because my parents both had jobs. I mean, growing up, we had like some troubles. Like, my dad would tell us, he would say like, gotta watch our money. Like, we can't just be buying whatever we want. But it was never, that was mostly like during COVID when he got laid off, because then my mom was the only one with a job and she works at the school. So schools weren't open either. So it was we were kind of struggling then, but we still have like a nice house. Like, I had food. I was always supplied with everything I needed growing up. So that's why I would say middle class.
Okay. And this was during the COVID pandemic, but how about now? Everything's back to normal for you guys?
Everything's pretty back to normal. I mean, my dad has a new job. He like works mostly online. So it was funny seeing, because when COVID happened, he like always went into work. No, before COVID, he went into work. But now he like works all online from home.
Okay, yeah, online from home, it has like its downsides and its upsides. Like, mm-hmm. I know my mom, she went virtual too, and it was a lot for her because they had higher expectations.
Yeah,
and she wasn't too tech savvy, so then when she went virtual, she had to learn like a whole new system.
My dad does like the digital marketing, so he's so good with like technology, so he likes working from home rather than like going in, because the place he works at is like 40 minutes away. So
okay, that saves a lot of gas for sure.
Yeah.
So you did mention your parents. Mm-hmm. Do you have any siblings?
I have two little sisters.
Oh, that's nice. What are they named? How old are they?
Ava and Alexandra. So we call her Lexi. And
that's
Ava,
so cute.
Ava's 17 and Lexi is 14 this summer.
Okay. Yeah. And how old are you then?
I'm 9. No. Oh my gosh. I'm 20. Okay. I turned 20 in February. Yeah.
Oh, so like the age gap isn't really too big in between.
No,
you guys.
There's like 3 years between all of us. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
so
and
you guys
we all
relate.
Did sports and everything.
Oh, wow.
So we're all a very active family.
Wow. I wish I could say the same, but I'm not active.
How about
at
you?
All.
Do you have siblings?
I actually have one sister. Her name is Jassity. She's actually 16 right now. She's turning 17 in July. That's all she talks about. She's her birthday is like a holiday. She brings up a birthday. Everybody gotta like remember, mark it down the calendar. We gotta go out somewhere that day.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with having one sister. You know, I'm glad that she's like my sister because we can relate in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. She helps me with my hair, with cooking, with advice, with clothing. It's like sometimes our roles are literally switched around. Mm-hmm. And then since I don't have an extra sibling, then we have my dog, and he's like a brother to us.
Mm-hmm. My dad always wanted a dog because he wanted a boy in the house because he's the only guy in the house.
Same here with my dad. Same here. And my dog is closest to us girls. He's not even too crazy about my dad. Like, he likes him and everything, but he's really more towards us because like we baby him
a
lot.
Yeah, of course.
The only child, I'm telling you. So, you did mention a home, no apartment before then?
No, we've always had a house. I moved when I was 3, so I've only ever lived in, like, 2 houses. But the first house I had, I only lived in until I was 3, and it was really tiny. So, our second house was, like, an upgrade. I've been there since. So.
Oh, that's nice. So, yeah. At least you had, like, that sense of stability, at least home-wise.
It was also, we did, like, so much renovations to it, so it didn't look like what it did before.
That's cool, though, because it's, like, your own project in a way, so you could see your own work just be there.
My parents love doing that, like, the projects.
You gotta have a lot of patience, for sure.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I lived in an apartment only up until, like, 4 years old, you could say, in West Springfield. It was was pretty spacious. Like, I love how we had, like, an outdoor pool kind of area. And, like, we had a big grassy field with the swing. So I had, like, this little automatic Barbie car, and I, like, be zooming through
Yes,
there.
The Jeeps.
Yes, the Jeeps. And now the house that I'm currently in, we've been there for 15 years. And this summer, we're hoping to renovate it a bit. Like, it could literally use some TLC for real. Because, like, we always love watching, like, Fixer Upper.
Yes.
Or some other show on HGTV. I forgot. Love It or List
Love
It.
Love It or List It.
Yes. Love that show. We want to definitely, like, make our kitchen better. Like, add some backsplash, change the color. Mm-hmm. And now that my grandpa moved out the basement, because we had it, like, finished for him, we definitely want to make it into, like, an office area for my mom.
Yeah.
So we're trying to stay busy in that area. Because 15 years, we got to see some change, you know? But now, where did you go to high school?
So I went to Methuen High School. It was a pretty big high school. I think there was like 500 kids that like, or we graduated with. So I think there was a lot. I think. Don't quote me on that. But it was pretty big. How about you?
I went to Hampton Charter School of Science. It was a pretty small school, so I basically, like, knew everybody.
Was it a public school?
It was a charter school.
Oh.
So it was very, like, college prep. Like, we were offered AP classes from, like, ninth grade all the way through 12th grade.
Yeah.
And that saved me a lot.
I like that about my school, too. We had a lot of, like, AP courses that we could take and, like, college credit classes. I liked it. There's a lot of, I liked about my high school, there's a lot of, like, diversity. There was, like, people from, like, everywhere.
That's so nice, honestly, because, like, here, it's a little bit different, but at least, like, in some programs, you see a lot more diversity than others. Like, in the nursing program, I don't see too much, but at least in other programs, like, the English department or, like, criminal justice, there's a lot of diversity. And I also liked my high school a lot because we had a lot of, like, college advising. I remember we had, like, a college prep kind of program in ninth grade, and they kind of got us into the mindset already at an early age about, like, what to expect. We took a lot of college tours, too. Mm-hmm. My high school toured this campus. How about yours?
We didn't do any, like, group tours, but, like, we toured ourselves, basically. Like, we would go to the schools. Yeah.
I went to, like, every event, honestly. How about you?
To high school, like high school events?
Oh, I meant like college event, like kind of like getting transitioned into here.
In high school. I mean, I feel like our school didn't really do much because it was also during like the COVID process.
Okay.
So there wasn't like much available to us to do. Most of it was, I remember a lot of colleges had online tours and like virtual tours that they would do. And I remember looking at that.
And was that actually helpful, honestly?
It was helpful, but not really because you don't really get to be there and like sense if you want to be at that school, you know.
Exactly, because it's like you're just seeing a bunch of pictures, but like you don't really get to feel the environment or like have that one-on-one.
Yeah. And what grade are you again?
I'm actually in freshman year, so I'm only 19.
Okay.
I should have been in my sophomore year, but like way back in preschool they had like, the strict deadline about September birthdays, so I kind of got pushed back, but I don't regret it though because like I ended up meeting a lot of good people, and I probably would have not been their friend if I was like a grade above them or something,
because
they would have been in high school right now and I would have been in college, like what connection were we going to have?
Works out.
It worked out perfectly. But how did you like your first year here?
It was good. I liked it. I mean, I had a lot more fun this year than I did last year. But only because we made new friends and I got to, like, be in the school more, if that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't leave my dorm before with my roommate. But now we, like, leave. And it's also my roommate is, like, my best friend from home.
Oh, that's nice.
So we came together and we're still roommates. So it worked out.
Oh, so this is your childhood best friend?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, not childhood. I met her in high school.
Okay. Well, yeah, time before college.
But time before college, yeah.
Pre-college. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, like, this year is going more smoother for you because you're a sophomore right now.
Yeah.
So you know your way around.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm excited. I can't believe it's halfway over. It went by so fast.
I know. You're going to be a junior.
I know. It's crazy.
And what are you majoring in again? I forgot.
Psychology. And I'm minoring in business.
Okay, that's really helpful. I remember Professor, you know, ST, she says she tells us to call her ST, you know, Saka Taylor, she did tell us that's really good to have, like, a minor.
Yes.
It's going to make you more competitive.
I wanted just to, like, fall back on in case, like, psych doesn't work out too, but also it makes you more competitive.
Yeah, it's, like, something that you could enjoy besides just being strictly focused on your major.
Exactly.
Like, literally today, like, I just got enrolled into, like, the English department. Like, I just took on an English minor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, super
nervous. Right?
I was nervous because I'm a nursing major, like I told you. And I'm like, how am I going to fit that in my schedule?
Yeah.
But she did say it's really good for, like, the job market and you get, like, more skills for sure. So, you know, obviously you were in high school. Before you came here, you went through a scholarship process. You could tell me a little bit about that for sure.
Yeah, I had to apply to a lot of scholarships because I wanted to get the most out of it. But I was always a student to, like, work really hard. And I got pretty much straight A's all of high school. So that was good. I was always in, like, National Honor Society. I was in a lot of clubs. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have a lot to put on, like, my college applications because I wanted to get into a lot of colleges just for options, because I didn't know what I wanted to do at the time. Yeah. So even, I don't know, my parents just always taught me to just try my best at everything, so I always, like, did good. But applying to a ton of scholarships helped me because I got a couple of them, so it was good to have those because college is obviously expensive. So yes, it was important. Really, my parents really emphasized the fact that scholarships were important, that you should try for those. But I also helped with, like, my straight A's, and my grades helped with the, like, loan that they give you. Not the loan. What's it called?
Financial aid, FAFSA.
Something like that.
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
I don't know. They give you, like, a certain, like, a scholarship, kind of, like, for your academics.
Oh, like a grant kind
yes,
of.
Yes, yes.
The minute you get accepted here, you get a grant as well. That's
so that
nice.
Helps. So that's why I would always work hard for that, too.
Okay.
How about you?
I did a lot of scholarships in my senior mm-hmm. year, like, in the middle of November into, like, almost the end of senior year. I was applying, like, left and right. But it was very frustrating, though, because a lot of scholarships are, like, for maybe, like, poverty line mm-hmm. students, which is great that they get the help. But then, like, for middle class or maybe, like, towards upper class, like, they think that just because, you know, before our parents worked, that we could just have money flying out of our pocket to pay yeah. college in full. Exactly. When in reality, the it's minute expensive. We get a paycheck, mm-hmm. it's expensive. We have this college, you know, tuition. And then we have other bills, too, that mm-hmm. are always going up.
Especially if you're living in a dorm. Costs yeah. are going to be higher because you it's need be bedding, you need food, you need all of this
all
stuff.
The amenities. So they mm-hmm. think that it's because, like, we have, like, financial stability that we could just literally cough up all the money all at once, like mm-hmm. 10 grand at once. So I really wish they had a lot of more scholarships for just students who are just great academically, because a lot of them also, like, if you weren't into sports, like in my case, or in clubs, because, like, I literally have, like, a, you know, condition, scoliosis. So mm-hmm. my physical activity can't be too intense.
Exactly.
It literally irritates my bump. So I really, like, my, not bump, because I literally have a bump on my shoulder, like, my muscles and whatever. So, like, I did more towards, like, schooling. Like, my main focus was on school. Mm-hmm. So I really wish they gave more academic scholarships besides, like, financial. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yes.
Financially needy. Like, how about you? Like, how was that? Like, did you feel like there was enough available for you?
I mean, it's hard because the financial aid that they give you sometimes, like, isn't a lot.
No, not at all.
And it just depends on the person and, like, your situation, I guess, what you're in. But I know that I didn't get a lot for financial aid because I have a family who my parents have two jobs. And, I mean, we're all fine financially pretty much. So they're not going to give us a ton because there's other people that need more. But it's just weird to see how that works.
Yeah, it's just really strange how it works because they, like, want us all to go to college.
Exactly.
But it's like, before we get there,
and
we
it's hard
need money.
To get any job without a degree of some kind.
Yes.
But and, you need your degree and you need to pay for college, but it's so expensive.
And then, like, being a part-time student, you're part-time again, so your contribution isn't as big. So I remember feeling really bad, like, my mom, like, covering up most of the college bill mm-hmm. and me just putting in that little portion that I worked for. I was only in Dunkin' Donuts. I'm just going mm-hmm. on to my second part-time job right now.
So did you work at Dunkin' Donuts in high school?
Yes, I started, like, literally in the middle of the pandemic, so it was, like, my summer of sophomore year, you could say. And I worked all the way until, like, June 2022, so, like, 2 years, two good years, and I saved up a lot, but still.
Were you saving for college, specifically?
I remember having that in mind and saving for a bunch of other things, like my car. I don't mm-hmm. have a car yet. I'm still saving.
Yeah.
But I did try to save for college.
So me, I always worked. My parents were the type that didn't really want me to have a job until, like, later in high school because they wanted me to just enjoy being a kid. They were pretty much had the mindset that you're gonna work your whole life, so take high school and enjoy it up until halfway through high school. Then I got a job because I wanted spending money and I wanted to do all this stuff. But that's why I ended up taking out, like, loans for my college, because I just pay that off as I go. So now when I work, I'm purposely saving to pay off those loans. So I pay off a little bit of them each year. And, like, after each semester, I just save up a ton of money and pay off those loans so I don't have a large amount of loans by the time I graduate.
Definitely, because then when you graduate, you're going to have more expenses. So you don't want to be having those student loans haunting you throughout your life.
Exactly.
That's the last thing you need. So you took out these loans. So what did you know about loans before you even went through that process?
I honestly didn't know much about anything. My dad helped me a lot with the college application process because it really confused me and I didn't know what I was looking at.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but he pretty much sat there and helped me and explained to me what each loan meant, like a subsidized loan, all of those.
Oh, wow.
Unsubsidized, like all of those. And he helped explain those all to me so I could better understand it. And he also really put emphasis on the fact that if you take a loan, you're taking out a lot of money. You have to pay that back. So even credit card bills, like he always taught me that if you're going to get a credit card and you're going to have a credit card bill to pay, make sure you pay that back by the end of the month so you're not dollars and dollars in debt.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't want to have a ton of money to have to pay back, but it's really it also important. Isn't a problem if you have to pay back. Like, taking out loans shouldn't be like a bad thing because they did help. Obviously, I didn't have the money to pay for college, but I took them out because they were the most convenient.
Okay. And like, do you have like a plan, like monthly plan in a way?
Almost, it's almost as every semester ends, I take the money that I had saved up just from working on breaks and in school and everything, and saving that up, and I pay maybe $1,000 off of each loan that I take, and then my parents are helping pay for it too.
That's good. So it's like each semester, they're 15 weeks long, so you could say you give yourself 15 weeks to gather up that money you mm-hmm. need by the end of the semester.
Exactly, and I'll pay $1,000 off of it, just to cut it off a little bit, so when I graduate, it's at least a couple grand off, so I can...
Exactly, and you have a career, so you'll have like a better pay than your part-time mm-hmm. you have right now, right? You have a part-time?
At home, I just work at home, so I'm like 2 hours away from Westfield.
Okay.
But when I go home for breaks, I make sure I work all break just to save
up. Oh, out of curiosity, where do you work?
I work at a school, so I sub at a school, and I work with like the special ed program, and I assist with them. And then I also have a job at JG's Ice Cream, so I'm also an ice cream scooper.
Well, that's great. So that's awesome how you got to take on these two jobs, and then you have your parents support.
And I just make sure to do like everything, like camps and anything that makes money, just to save it up so I can.
Yeah, you're definitely taking advantage of every opportunity you get here.
Exactly.
But like, has it ever like gotten to you, like with the two jobs you have? And then the academic responsibility?
Not really, not yet. Only because that's why I made it a point for when I go home that I work, and then when I'm at school, I'm doing school.
Okay.
Because I didn't want it to be too much, especially going into freshman year. You don't really know what to expect.
That's so true.
So sophomore year, that's why it was a little bit easier for me, because I knew what I could handle and what I couldn't. But going into freshman year, I didn't want to go get jobs here and doing school if I knew I couldn't handle it. So I also didn't have a car on campus, so it wasn't really easy to go to a job.
Yeah, that definitely brings expenses.
Yeah, but basically, I don't know. I just felt it out, and I'm going to get a job next year because I know that I can handle it now, and I can like manage the two, so that will help too, because then I'll be making more money to be able to pay off those loans.
Definitely. But that's actually really great that at least you have like a good grip on where you're going, like the gear towards where you're going.
Yeah.
In my case, like, I didn't know too much about loans, honestly. Mm-hmm. All I knew was it's borrowed money. It comes in big portions, and if you keep on taking them, they're going to pile up, and they're going to follow you into your 40s, into your 50s.
Overwhelming.
So I didn't have too much knowledge, but then, like, when I got my first credit card and debit card, I began to learn more about, you know, what loans are, and the different amounts they come in, especially at my bank. Remember, like, my dad came with me to get my first debit card, because I wasn't 18 yet to get my credit card. And I remember him telling me, okay, Shania, you should definitely get a loan when you have to do a big purchase, like a car. That's the only talk I ever heard about loans being towards, like a car purchase, because I just got my permit. And then I got my license like a year later. So we were talking a lot about a car purchase. So the most I really talked about, at least with my dad, was about car purchase and getting a loan. And then, you know, having like a monthly payment, and by the end of the year or 2 years or however long this loan is for, you're going to be okay after. But then so my mom...
Did you take out any loans?
I did not take out any loans at all. So then like when college came, like I was saying about my mom, she went to college, my dad didn't. So she had a lot of knowledge in like how the college works and like the whole system with the money and like the loans. So she just said, I have money saved up over the past couple of years I've been saving for you. We're going to try to avoid loans as much as we can. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she's not really against them. It's just that it was her goal to not have to really borrow money to be, like, free from any responsibility.
It's the better way.
So she just worked on saving. She saved, like, a good $10,000 for me. And then I had savings. So then we used it so far for, like, these two semesters I've had going on. But besides that, I've learned the most about them in economics class.
Yeah, same.
Me too. I feel like my knowledge is more comfortable now in economics.
Yeah. I didn't really know much either because my parents both didn't go to college. My mom, and actually they both went for a little bit, but then it didn't work out.
Okay.
My mom finished 2 years, so she's actually working to get her degree right now. So she's also in school finishing. So she did 2 years of college, I think. So she's just finishing up to her bachelor's, and she wants to get her bachelor's so that she can have her degree, basically. Oh, so now me and my mom are in school, so we both know about the loans because we're needed to take them because there's no way we could pay for both me and my mom at the same time. And then you have my sisters coming up. I mean, Ava's 17, so she's going to be going to college soon. And then Lexi's creeping her way up too. So I don't think they're a bad thing, but I just think that you need to be careful with them and making sure you're have a plan with them and just not letting all of the debt build up.
Yes, that's what I heard a lot about debt, and debt used to always scare me off. But I heard too that sometimes debt could be a good thing with credit cards because when you pay that debt, you show responsibility, you show accountability.
Yes.
Because, I mean, think about it. Loans is like this really big, scary monster that people kind of avoid talking about until it's time to go to college, which I feel like it should be talked about in high school.
Yeah.
Like in those 4 years that we're just sitting in a building learning about all these topics that sometimes we're not going to see them again.
Yeah.
Let's throw in a lot of like financial things, economic classes. So we could know how to make better decisions in terms of money.
I think that there should be more college prep classes in high school to teach you about these things.
Exactly.
Because I probably learned the most in the economics class about loans, and we're already in college, so it'd be nice to know that beforehand.
Definitely, because I know as a freshman, okay, thankfully, like being able to pay off like the semester bills, I had no problem with it. It's just like looking at my student bill, there was a lot of terms that I still have to like literally show my mom, like, what does this mean? Or like, I even thinking about signing off.
I get letters in the mail. I'm like, I'm
confused. It's confusing. It's intimidating. So they should definitely like hold more conferences. Yeah.
And they make it seem like you have to have it all figured out. And you don't.
That's what I say. Like, you don't really know exactly what you want to be when you quote, quote, grow up.
You don't have to. Everyone's still figuring it out. And that's okay.
Yes, for sure. And that's why I even learned more about how minors work too when I got here. I did not know nothing about it. I'm in my second semester and I did not know nothing about minors too well until today, you could say. So same thing with loans, like it should be talked about more. It shouldn't just be the elephant in the room all the time.
Exactly.
And just for sure, continue to make more scholarships available.
Yeah. We need scholarships definitely helped a lot.
We need a lot of them available. Like, I got enough scholarships, but then I remember I was part of the Summer Bridge program by Urban Ed. And they also give, like, a scholarship every semester if you stay, like, in the program and have, like, the kind of the AB range, like, the honors program. And I found it really helpful because not only did I knock off a couple classes, they also contributed to my fall bill and my spring bill.
Exactly.
Because these bills can be very intimidating. And it's like this big responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like reading a news article about how some people, when they're like in a career already, they still have loans and debt that haunt them. And they feel like they can't progress in life.
Because they still have that debt to pay.
Right. I can imagine like how mentally draining that could be.
I think it also just has a lot to do with kids picking what school they go to based on how much money they have. And that's kind of sad because you could not have a lot of money and want to go to a really good school because you're so smart.
That is so true.
And that's where loans are a good thing because you can take out those loans and those can help you. But I don't know. That's just so think true. It, because me personally, like, I chose Westfield because it was the cheapest option for me. Like, even housing here, like, with the scholarships and the loans that I took out and the grants and just everything together, it was just better financially. So I think that has a lot to do with what kids pick colleges that they want and where they end up going.
That's true. It's like there really is a relationship between your choice of college and your financial like status.
Did you want to go to Westfield? Was this like your first choice?
It's funny because Westview was actually my last choice. I didn't know much about the campus. I originally wanted to go to Elms because of, like, how small it was. It was in Chicopee. It was basically in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Chicopee and Springfield are neighbors. So I was there, and I saw the nursing program. It was very impressive. And then at the very end, I remembered Westfield was a campus. So last minute at midnight, I like RSVP'd to an event here, a student event, and I got the full tour, and I loved how it wasn't too small. It was like a medium size, and that 30-minute drive from my home was like a change of scenery.
Yeah.
And the nursing program was much more better than the one in Elms. It was more spacious, more beautiful, more options. And I felt like, okay, this is a private college. This is a public college. They both have good quality. Mm-hmm. So why do we have to have this big difference?
Exactly.
We're going to learn the same thing.
Yeah. It's crazy in the difference in pricing. Different
literally.
Colleges.
Literally. Like, Elms literally is doing the same thing as the nursing program here as mm-hmm. now. But, I mean, it's just all like a business sometimes. My mom used to always tell me when you go to college, it's like a business. Some people are going to care about, you know, your financial being, your academic well-being. But not everybody's going to really care as much. They're just going to, yeah, sure, come over here. You're accepted. Mm-hmm. But we want your money. So that's why it's important that we get like educated more and have more of these conversations.
Yeah.
So that we can make better decisions.
I agree.
So like you having your loans now, would you tell your past self to take out loans? Would you limit it? Would you change anything?
I don't think so. I wouldn't change anything because I think with the plan to pay it off, it makes me feel a lot better in the long run because I know that I'm not going to have thousands of dollars in debt that are going to drag me down. I just think it's important. I don't think that they should be viewed badly. I think that they can help you. I just think you need to be careful with how you handle them.
That's true.
So I think I wouldn't do anything differently. I think I would save up a little bit more money.
Okay. So like, what do you say? So like, what do you say? Like maybe starting a part-time job at an earlier age?
Maybe. Yeah. Or just not spending as much money on coffee.
I know, like it doesn't help. You literally have a Dunkin' Donuts right on campus.
Exactly.
It makes everybody just want to splurge and mm-hmm. get all the drinks. And then like with the weather changes, they're always adding new things to the menu.
Exactly. But I don't know. I wouldn't change anything. Would you?
Honestly speaking, I would definitely, the only one thing I would change is maybe getting more educated about loans because mm-hmm. right now it's my first year. So we're fine. We covered the two semesters fine. But I don't know about my situation in the next 3 years. Anything could happen. We could have another pandemic come. Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. Or some other financial situation. Somebody can get sick in my family.
Yeah.
One of my parents could be jobless.
But at least you know now that you could take out that loan.
Exactly.
If you needed to.
So I would definitely go back and re-educate myself so then I could know, have a better, you know, broad knowledge on this, like a better stable knowledge on this and feel more confident in my ability to take out loans. So if one of my parents was to get sick or get laid off or something happened, at least with my part-time job and the little bit of money we got saved up, I could know and be confident that I'm going to pay off that loan fine.
Exactly.
It's not going to haunt me. Even if I have to spend like an extra year outside of college, it's not like a whole lifetime.
I think that's such a worry for everybody is that people are just going to spend the rest of their lives paying off
yes.
the debt that they owe.
That's literally what my mom would tell me. She's like, my coworker, look at, he's in his 40s or she's in her 40s and they still have student loans. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay. So when I heard about student loans, I said, nope, don't do that. Whatever you do, even if you go mm-hmm. broke, do not take out a loan.
Yeah. I would just tell my younger self to save up as much as you can, but it's also not a bad thing to take out loans. Like, you can, but it's probably better not to.
Exactly, because it's going to build up credit for you.
Exactly.
And then when you want to get bigger and more serious purchases, like a house or a nicer car model, they're going to be like, okay, she's doing really well with paying off. We could trust her with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially after, like, this last lesson that we had about, like, how banks loan out our money and all that,
it's scary.
That was scary when I heard that.
It's scary how the banks can just run out of money and just not have the money to pay you.
Right? And like that crisis that California had. Excuse me. My throat is so dry.
It's okay.
Like that crisis that they had. Like we literally had to like lend them money to then pay their people back mm-hmm. money. Like how does that work? So you see, once again, like anybody could think loans are bad because of stories like that.
Exactly.
But then like when it comes to like loans because you want to do something with your life, then no, it's like help along the way.
Mm-hmm. You just have to figure out if it's going to help you or hurt you in the long run.
For sure. Like long run planning and definitely more conferences even here on campus for mm-hmm. students who some students here, I know they'd be working like night shifts and then having to go to class the next morning or taking on doubles.
I'm so grateful to have had my parents with me to help me with everything, because I know a lot of people don't have that. So I think it's very important to have, for people to have people to go to and talk about these things, because not everybody has that.
Definitely, and like consider the emotional part that plays into loans, because no matter what, especially like if maybe your parents are not in the same household, or if one of your parents are deceased, or some parents, you know, their kids are like no longer theirs at the minute they're 18.
Yeah,
it's really good to have like, you know, shoulder to cry on, first of all, and then knowledge, you know.
Exactly.
And more conferences. Like I remember during my urban ed experience, like once a week they will have different people from different departments, like the financial department, come in, and they will give us a speech about how loans work and how FAFSA works, and they even offered help to fill out FAFSA during lunchtime. So I really appreciated that. So programs like that, they should become more well-known.
Yeah, that's helpful.
It's super helpful and definitely very flexible if you're here on campus.
Yeah.
Getting that information.
Yeah. It's a lot to take in, but...
It's a lot to take in, but the good thing is, at least, you had a lot of knowledge on loans, thankfully, for your father. I learned more about them as I took this class.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, looking back at it now, like, looking at ahead of me, I'm not afraid to take out loans, especially if I know how to save money and how to budget. That's been a very big topic in my family growing
up. Just learning how to manage the money.
And how to manage. And I've had a lot of money saved, thankfully, but hopefully can save more throughout the years.
Hopefully.
But it was very nice talking to you. Very interesting.
Very nice talking to you.
It's very cool, like, how you took out loans. I didn't, but just hearing you speak about them, I learned some new things.
Exactly.
I gained that not everybody's suffering who takes out loans.
Uh-huh. It's so funny how everybody has a different...
Everybody has a different experience, but that's what economics is all about.
Exactly.
Well, enjoy the rest of your semester and the rest of your summer.
Thank you. You too.